Chapter 10. Parking. Parking. Knowing how to park is an important driving skill. Not all collisions are driving errors. An improperly parked car can roll, gain speed, and destroy property or even kill someone. When you leave your car, truck, or van, set the parking brake. Put the gear in low, reverse, or park. Turn off the motor. Lock the ignition and remove the key. It's always a good practice to lock your car, even in your own driveway. Parking on a highway. Where parking is permitted, signal, slow down, and drive completely off the pavement or the main traveled part of the roadway. If your vehicle breaks down, move it completely off the highway. Turn on the emergency flashers. Watch out for fast traffic going by as you get out of the car. Do not allow children to leave the car and approach oncoming traffic. Angle parking. Angle parking is used in parking lots, shopping centers, and sometimes at curbs. When you enter an angle parking space, watch for vehicles and pedestrians both ahead and behind. Signal and begin slowing down. Make sure the rear of your car will clear the parked car. Steer sharply into the parking space, and then straighten the wheels, centering your car. Park as above. When you back out of an angle parking space, make sure nothing is in your way. In a supermarket lot, check for carts. Look both ways and double check, because it's hard to see oncoming traffic. Be especially careful if a truck or van is parked beside you, blocking your view. Move back slowly. Be sure traffic is clear in the lane where you're backing. Tap the horn to warn pedestrians nearby. When you can see past the tops of the cars parked next to you, stop and look again. Look back and to each side for pedestrians and other drivers. Remember that the front of your car will swing opposite to the direction of your turn and can hit the car next to you. Back slowly while turning until your left front wheel passes the rear bumper of the car parked on the left. Straighten the wheels as your car comes back into the lane of traffic. Parallel parking. Unless there are signs that prohibit parking or a yellow painted curb, you may park parallel to any curb and within 18 inches of the curb. Parallel parking takes practice and requires a lot of caution and control. How to parallel park? 1. Choose a space large enough for your car. Signal. Then drive up even with the car in front and about 2 feet out from it. 2. Make sure you will not interfere with oncoming traffic, then turn your front wheels all the way to the right and back slowly toward the curb. 3. When your front wheels are opposite the rear bumper of the car in front, quickly turn your steering wheel all the way to the left. Back slowly into position alongside the curb, within 18 inches of it. 4. Straighten your front wheels and drive into the final parking position. Center your car in the space. Spacing and timing are important. If you are too close to the car ahead or if you cut your wheels to the right too soon, you'll drive too close to the rear bumper of the car ahead of you. If you are too far out from the car in front, you won't be able to get close enough to the curb. If you cut your wheels to the left too late, you'll hit the curb. Each time you drive out or back up, signal, watch for oncoming traffic, and move slowly. Parking and starting on a hill. A car parked on an incline can roll downhill, forward, or backward if the parking brake is not set or not working properly or if the car isn't braced against the curb. To park on a hill, parallel park as in the previous section, but stop within 6 inches of the curb. Brace the wheels against the curb, as described below. Set the parking brake. Put the car in the proper gear, reverse, low gear, or park. Turn off the switch. Facing downhill. To brace your car when parking downhill, turn your wheels toward the curb and drive forward slowly until the wheel is against the curb. See diagram. Shift into reverse or park. If the car should roll, the curb will stop it. Facing uphill, against a curb, turn your wheels sharply, away from the curb, and back up slowly until the rear of the tire is against the curb. Shift into low gear or park. If the car should roll, the curb will stop it. Facing uphill, without a curb, turn your wheels sharply to the right. Shift as above. If the car should roll, it will roll away from of the flow of traffic. To start on a hill. Start the motor. Shift to the proper gear. Signal. Look in the rearview mirror and look to the rear. Release the parking brake. Check again for oncoming traffic. When the lane is clear, drive out. It will be your responsibility to wait for an opening and move safely into the proper lane, as the drivers already traveling have the right of way. If you are using a standard transmission, when you release the brake, you should accelerate and release the clutch at the same time to keep the car from rolling. Disabled parking permit. The Department of Public Safety issues a transferable parking permit to physically disabled residents who may be the driver or the passenger of any vehicle. The permit is hung from the mirror. A car displaying the physically disabled parking permit has special parking privileges throughout the state and may park in spaces reserved for disabled parking. Any person applying for a permit must submit an application completed by a physician. The physician must state that the person has a physical disability, as required by law. A review test for the driver license may be required. Making a false statement in an application or unauthorized use of a permit is a misdemeanor. Unlawful parking. Laws are made to protect us from dangers that we may cause to other people and dangers that others may cause us. Parking laws are intended to keep your car from being hit by someone else and to keep your car, truck, van, or motorcycle from endangering others. The law says, no person shall stop, park, or leave a vehicle unattended except when necessary to avoid conflict with other traffic or traffic controlled device, in any of the following places. It is illegal to park in these places. 1. On a sidewalk. 2. In front of a public or private driveway. 3. Within an intersection. 4. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. 5. On a crosswalk. 6. Within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection. 7. Within 30 feet upon the approach to any flashing beacon, stop sign, or traffic control signal located at the side of the roadway. 8. Within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing. 9. Within 20 feet of the driveway entrance to any fire station or within 75 feet on the side of a street opposite the entrance, when properly signposted. 10. Alongside or opposite any obstruction or street excavation when parking would obstruct traffic. 11. On the roadway side of any vehicle stopped or parked at the edge or curb of a street, double parking. 12. On any bridge or other elevated structure on a highway or within a highway underpass. 13. Any place where official signs prohibit stopping.